Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey, hey, good evening, everybody. It is John, and we are live from Nashville, Tennessee, with It's Not Me, It's You, the show about dating and relationships. We have a good show for you tonight. It's just going to be me rocking solo. We're going to talk about lists and topics and tips and some other things for the next 45 minutes or so. Our music tonight is going to be supplied by Six Wire, one of my favorite bands. As I may have mentioned before, they work on the show Nashville as the backing band on the Opry stage. They've been on a lot of other reality TV music shows as the backing band. Really great band, and we're going to start off with their song, Gotta Get Some, Six Wire.
The sun is telling me there's so much I haven't seen. I got a restless inclination, yeah. Pack a bag and disappear. I ain't looking in the rearview mirror till I find a new location. Time is wasting. Gotta get away down the highway. Gotta get gone. I'm out of here. Goodbye so long. Gotta get away, got a suitcase, gotta get a license, and keep putting it inside, take a white line. Got a lot of blue sky miles to cover. Gotta go, gotta play, gotta get away. Give me a mountaintop for an ocean breeze. Take me north, south, west, or east. I don't care which way I'm going.
Six Wire with Gotta Get Some. I think, you know, Gotta Get Away is a good theme because it's freezing here again. And we are ready to hit the beach somewhere. So hope you're getting away wherever you can this coming three-day weekend. So tonight's topics, name of tonight's show is List Topics and Bad Habits. And what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to talk about some topics, some things to talk about in a happy relationship to keep it happy. We're going to talk about some dating tips that might work for you. We're going to talk about what to say to a girl while you're talking to her. And we're going to talk about some bad habits that can hurt your relationship. And time permitting, we'll talk about some other questions that you can ask to the opposite gender or even the same gender if you're going that direction. So we'll see. We're going to be a lot of talking. So just hope you can hang in there with me tonight. And we'll end the show again with Six Wire Song. Going to get you some. So the first topic I think I want to talk about is the first list is topics to talk about in a happy relationship. Now, you know, we talk about on the show a lot, whether Amy's on or Nancy Nichols, the author, has been on or whoever has been on, we talk a lot about communication. And communicating with the other person is really essential and important in maintaining a happy relationship. These are simply going to be some topics to talk about and communicate with somebody else just so you can continue to have conversation. Because, you know, conversation is how we get to know each other. It's how we keep it fun and keep a bond going on is conversation. And whether that conversation is in agreement or an argument, either way, at least you're talking, and that's the important thing. So these are a few topics to talk about to maintain and maintain and keep a happy relationship and maybe even make it happier, which is a good idea. So the first one is plans for the weekend. Talk about what you're going to do this weekend, even if it's Monday. Talk about what you have going on the coming weekend, whether you're going to be together or not. You know, talk to each other about that. Be sure to compliment each other. Tell your partner what you like about him or her. Don't get into so much about what you don't like because that can never turn out good. But, you know, lay some compliments. You know, let them know how much you appreciate them. Let them know their hair's looking good, guys. Let them know that they look really pretty today. And, of course, that sets the bar that they look pretty every day, and hopefully they do even when they don't. But you want to continue to compliment. And I'm going to speak from the male point of view. No women on the show tonight. So we're going to talk about men talking to women. And ladies, you can absorb that and hope your guy is doing it. Or you can turn it around if you want to do the same to a man. That's cool. The next one is daily worries. Ask, what's been bothering you lately? What's been worrying you lately? And, you know, it's a very simplistic statement, but, you know, you get some of the worries out. And sometimes, you know, guys don't always want to talk about what's bugging them, but when we're given the opportunity, we will vent like crazy. And maybe we just need to vent, and that makes us happy. Venting is never a bad thing. And we know that somebody actually cares enough to ask, that's a big deal. Because, you know, we don't count on our buddies to do that because we're men. We don't do stuff like that normally. So another one is talk about work. Talk about what your day was like. Talk about, you know, we always like talking about our coworkers because they're fun and they're funny. We would talk about what's going on at your work. You have a promotion coming up. Are you getting a raise? Do you, you know, who stole your lunch out of the refrigerator today? I mean, whatever. Talk about work and help you understand each other's professional lives and your work ethic and how that's going to affect you in your relationship. Talk about some little secrets. You know, I mean, you're not going to breach any secret pinky swears with anybody if you didn't make them. So, you know, if you made a pinky swear, don't break it because, you know, you don't get into heaven if you break your pinky swears. But you want to be able to share little secrets with just each other. It's only you and her know. And that brings you closer together. Be careful, though, if you screw her over, she might write a book about the secrets, especially if they're yours. So, you know, make sure that you're in good shape with that. Talk about movies and TV shows that you like or that you want to see. Oscar nominations came out today. There's a 9-film list of Best Picture nominations for the Oscars. 9 films. And, you know, how many of those have you seen? Maybe you want to mutually agree to go see one of those if you want to go see the same movie. Obviously, food and restaurants. You know, we're all foodies at heart. We got to eat to survive. What kind of food do you like? What kind of food do you feel like eating this weekend? What's your favorite restaurant in your hometown? Talk about some of the little dives that you've been to, you know, or vacation spots that you've been to that have really good restaurants, because we all love to talk about food. Don't do it when you're hungry, because you'll go out and just, you know, scarf, and that can get expensive at times. A little more serious, talk about your personal dreams. You know, we talked about on the Goal Show a couple weeks ago, you know, that resolutions are things that are made to be broken. Goals are made to be set and achieved by you alone, and dreams are things that are set and can be achieved with the help of other people. That's my opinion. So talk about your personal dreams. Make yourself accountable for making those happen with somebody else. It makes them feel closer to you. It makes them tell you theirs, so you have a mutual accountability going on. And, how you plan on getting to that particular dream. It does make for a really good conversation. It makes for, especially if you're going to be together for a while, it makes for a common goal. Because I don't know anybody that doesn't want to help the person they love achieve their goals and their dreams. That's part of being a team. Talk about vacations. Plan a vacation or a weekend getaway together that may be months away. Where do you want to go? You want to go to Gatlinburg? Do you want to go to Dolly World? Do you want to go to Branson? Do you want to go to Louisville? Do you want to go to California? I mean, where do you want to go? Personally, I'm shooting for Hawaii right now, but that may be a while. But it's, because vacations and trips are a highlight, it's a luxury in our lives. We want to be able to plan something out and have a commonality in doing that. Hobbies and personal interests. What does she like to do, guys? What is she? I mean, is she a crocheter? I'm meeting a lot of crocheters these days. I don't know why. Maybe you suck it up and you go with her to the yarn store and buy some yarn. Help with a hobby. Help with a personal interest that she might have in a particular area of fun and help her out with that. Learn about her friends. We don't always get along with our friends, especially women. They can be very judgmental about us. They can be quite interesting to say the least, but learn more about them because I always say, they're opening up their playbook for us, to use the football analogy. If the more you know about her friends and how they are, the better that you can win them over. Because most women, and I say most because not all, but most women will choose their friends over the guy every time. Not everybody, of course, and maybe you're going to get one that's like that, but there are circumstances that I chose a friend. I've chosen friends over girls before, over dating a specific woman because it would make them unhappy. But women do the same thing. So you want to learn as much as you can about their friends, and just by talking to her, she'll tell you. Find out a little about, as they were growing up, as a child or as a teenager, what were some of the proud moments they had in their life? Proud moments, did they win an award in school? Were they, did they get a first place ribbon at the county fair or whatever the case may be? Find out what was a proud moment for them. And, maybe that's something you can base a future romantic getaway or a thoughtful gift on. That's something that would be, it's always appreciated to be proud of them being proud of their achievements. Offer some help. If they need help hanging shells, they need help, killing a spider, or they need help something, offer help, as much help as you can, can offer and to give, whether it's time or just your manliness or whatever the case may be, offer help. If you've been together for a while, I don't recommend doing this one on the first or second or tenth date, but if you've been dating for a while, talk about where you might see yourself in 5 years and then maybe 10 years. Obviously if she's looking for something long-term and you give your five-year plan and she's not a part of it, that's probably not going to happen. You're probably going to be done the next day, if not the next minute. But talk about your goals and what you have planned, where you want to be as a couple in 5 years. Year three, I don't see us together. No, I don't think that's going to work. You want to make it 5 year, but only do that, of course, if you see yourself with her for 5 years and you've been together for a while and you're exclusive. Don't get crazy, guys. Don't get crazy. Self-improvement. Talk about, as a guy, where do I need help with? Well, I know where I need help. I know what I need to work on as a man and what I need to work on as a potential partner for somebody. But share that. And self-improvement's a big deal for a lot of people. So if she's willing to help you improve yourself, then you obviously are willing to help her improve herself. Unless, of course, in her mind, she is perfect, which we won't go there at this point. Talk about families, obviously. You know, we talked about, you know, sharing information about your friends with each other. What about your families? What else do, what don't you know about her family already? I mean, does she have a history of mental illness or crazy in her family? Is there a history, what other medical history there might be in her family? You know, what about her cousins and uncles and aunts and people like that? Because, you know, the more you know about the family, the more you learn about the person. Talk about sex. One of my favorite topics to talk about. It's you know, we're not going to get too deep into, I'm going to try and keep this R-rated, but, you know, talk about what you like. Talk about what you don't like. Again, maybe not on the first date, but you want to, you know, learn about each other's physical strengths and weaknesses, sometimes even before you actually get into it. So if you're willing to have that mutual conversation, if there's an attraction there, you know, why not? Have at least an overview. Boy, that sounded very corporate, didn't it? A high-level overview of your sexual situation. So, you know, what's your likes and dislikes, and see if there's at least initially compatibility there. So when it gets down to it, you know, you don't really have to worry about being surprised. Talk about your well-being and wellness, health issues. Sometimes it's not easy to talk about. You know, some women maybe look totally normal, but they may take, you know, medicine for something, or there's high blood pressure in the family, so they have to take meds for that. Or, you know, you might have, you know, you might be a diabetic, whatever the case may be. It's nothing to be ashamed about, because everybody has something, but you want to be able to understand and support whatever medical issues she may have. This one's always a good one, and that's advice. Communication isn't always about getting to know more about each other. You know, you may want to offer advice from time to time and see if she takes it, and then certainly hope it works. You know, the worst thing you can do is have them come back to you, say, you know what, that was the worst advice ever. I got fired. You know, my car got repossessed, and you're done. You and I are done. Give advice that you know will be helpful, but, you know, give it. And when she gives it to you, you know, I always say my people will take it under consideration. Kind of gets a little laugh, and she knows that my people that I have in my head will be that you're listening, and that's important, that as long as they know you're listening. Talk about your past. Yeah. How many people have you slept with? When's the last time you had a relationship? Why did it end? You know, it's exciting, it's fun, it's different, it's interesting. You learn a lot about your past, about people's past, by asking. You know, I mean, ask yourself, if the person that I'm with, the woman that I'm with, has slept with 100 guys, does that make her a bad person? No, to me, that means she's experienced and she might be fun. Other people were like, you know, they want to know how many people you've been with at that point in time. But they also want to know about, you know, relationships that didn't last long. Why didn't it last long? Why did you break up and not date after 2 dates? I mean, why? So talking about it, the bottom line on that for me and my advice to you on that one is, just because they talk about their past, don't hold it against them. Don't judge. It's the past for a reason, okay? Everything that's been done in the past has led them to you. So you can either smile and accept it and embrace it, or you can get mad and angry, and it'll all be over quicker than you can blink an eye. So do the former, not the latter. Do you want to talk about the future? We talked about having a 5-year plan, but, you know, what about past that? I mean, are you looking, what are you looking, ask her, what are you looking for? You know, do you want to get married at some point again, or at all? Find out what her thinking is. You know, how's her job going? Is she going to be transferred to another town in the next 6 months? What's going on? Just talk about the future. And don't worry, we're getting near the end here. Talk about your shared goals, okay? Plan something together. You have your personal goals, as we talked about already, but you also should have some shared goals, you know, besides vacations. Do you want to save X number of dollars for, you know, a house maybe down the road? Do you want to, you know, buy a puppy together? Whatever. find a couple of shared goals and do them and make them accomplished, make it happen. And the last one for this particular list is personal opinions. Don't hold back your thoughts, okay? If you have an opinion, you know, we're grown-ups here. We're allowed, this is America, we're allowed to voice our opinion. Opinions are a good thing. I always say opinions are like asses. Everybody's got one. Well, we do. But if this is somebody that you're close to, you are going to want to hear her opinion. You're going to want to hear what she has to say. And you may not like it. Most times you probably won't. That's why she's giving you her opinion, though. Embrace it and accept it and even do it if it makes her happy. Because, the old saying, happy wife, happy life. But if she's not your wife, find something that rhymes with girlfriend. So, all right. That's that list. So that's a good list to start with. Let's get into dating a little bit. We're going to talk about some tips to make dating work for you. I laugh because there's been a lot of that going on lately with the people that I hang out with and even myself a little bit, trying to make dating work for us. And it's really it's a difficult thing. So some of these are going to work for you. Some of them aren't. But there's going to be people to offer you suggestions and tips because they've been married for 40 years and they know how to date. Not. Who do you listen to? Dating tips are like a buffet, okay? Where do you go? Which pile of tips do you go to get what works for you? You know what? Our theme seems to be for tonight is you smile, you accept them, and you decide what's best for you. So take all the tips. Listen to them. You know, people have been in relationships for a long time, have been in relationships for a long time for a reason. So why don't you listen? But you don't have to do it. You know what? Thank you very much. That's a very insightful tip. And I will think about that. And you know what? They walk away. It's all good. So hit that buffet. That's a good thing. Hit the dating tip buffet and see how that works for you. All right, the second dating tip is, are you really that good already? Think about that for a second. We always put on our best behavior right up front. First date, second date, you know, I do the 90-day rule. After 90 days, you can fart in bed, you can burp all you want, you can do whatever you need to do, because after 90 days, you pretty much know each other at that point, and you know whether you're going to stay together or not. But if you peak too early, you can only go down. So you kind of want to maintain a level that is consistent and not show them how good you really can be. Because if you hit that top level, there's nowhere else to go. So know what your average or slightly above average level is and work it and work on it. And don't make her say, are you really that good that soon? Expectations. Do you meet expectations that your partner has? Do you meet expectations of yourself? We all, in the back of our mind, we want to date a celebrity or the hottest person in our office or whoever it may be. But you know what? It doesn't always work that way, and it rarely ever works that way. When you meet somebody like that, you usually get walked over, you usually get stomped on, you get your heart broken, you get sometimes you get shot. I don't know. But you want to be able to set your expectations accordingly, all right? Don't get them too high. A lot of us, and I hear this a lot from women, a lot of women that I talk to say that men always think there's somebody better than who they're with. And, yeah, I'm guilty of that too. We all are. But if you go into with expectations, okay, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. This is what I want her to act like or her personality to be like or whatever, then you might want to lower that expectation a little bit. You want that expectation to be yours, okay? She's not meeting the expectations, then maybe you need to move on to somebody else. The next dating tip is that you're prejudiced, okay? You fit into that perfect zone if you find the perfect one, and you find somebody with strong opinions, you have strong opinions, don't let go of the opinions. I found this out last Friday night. I was talking to a therapist friend of mine, and she said that, she asked me, she said, what do you think is the top reason men and women get divorced and have struggles in their relationships? And of course, I thought infidelity, financial, you know, all of the standard ones that we think about. The actual truth of it is that it is over power and control of the relationship. Men, guys, we think we have to have the power. Women want the power. Men need the power. And there is a struggle there that you sometimes have to, you have to figure out a way to share the power. And it is just really, really difficult to find that unless you work together. Don't think for a second that women are the weaker sex. It's not necessarily the man's responsibility to keep her happy or earn money for the family anymore. It's but the pressures and the prejudiced expectations, I guess, can do more harm than good in this type of situation. So go in, understand, don't be prejudiced, and everything should be fine. The next one, the next dating tip is change. Change is inevitable. Change will happen. Change is good. What you have to remember, though, is that change can affect all aspects of the relationship, from your physical looks. I mean, we all know we gain weight or we lose weight or we, you know, we have some kind of physical change that the other person may not like or agree with or be attracted to, but it's going to happen. We change directions, change jobs, change family status. We change cars. We change everything. We change clothes. We change everything. So you want to be able to be kind of just roll with it. You know, don't let it get to you. Change is okay. Talk about it if it's a change you don't like. But it's going to happen, and you're going to have to live with it. So the best thing you can do, especially if you don't have control over it, is just, like I said before, embrace it and go forward with it, okay? Expectations. What are your expectations going in when you're dating somebody? Talk about it. We're talking about communication a lot, so talk about it, and I think you will like what you hear from her. One of the tips is that we're not trying hard enough. It's easy to read. It's easy to listen to this show and get some tips and comments and all that, but going out and making it actually happen takes a lot of work, and if you're not willing to make the work happen, then the relationship's not going to happen. I figured out a long time ago, post-divorce, that it is as much work to put in for a good relationship, to make a good relationship work, than it is doing anything else you will ever do in your life, whether it's a job or, you know, sport or anything like that. Marriage and dating and relationships is as hard a work as you will ever do, because there is so much ups and downs. It can change in a split second. So try hard, and ladies, be receptive. You know we're trying. I think most of you understand that we're trying. And as long as we're trying, that should be good enough. We might fail. We will fail. We're going to fail, okay? But try, and that's all we're asking. And you know what? We want you to try back. We want you to try back and let us know that. And let us know. You know, let us know. Okay, that's working. I like that. Keep doing that. You know, we need, like I said this a few shows ago, that we're like pound puppies. Bill Engvall uses it. We just want to be petted and kissed, and we're happy. So give us some positive reinforcement. Let us know that we're doing the right thing. We're heading the right direction, and everything will be cool. There will be there's not going to be any cheating. There's not going to be any Facebooking with other people or whatever. If we are happy with you, that will all cease. And the last tip we have for dating and to make dating work for you is learn your mistakes. Well, duh. We all make mistakes. We say things we shouldn't say. We do things we shouldn't do. And are we stupid enough to learn from them? Nope, not all the time at all. you know, Albert Einstein has always said, or said, you know, insanity, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and again, over and over again, and expecting different results. So if you are doing the same thing over and over again and it continues to piss her off, that's not ever going to change. And you are then you are insane because you're not changing it. Learn from your mistakes. Ladies, it's okay. Tell us if we're making a mistake because we don't always know. Okay, so that hopefully will help you. Now, this is going to be a little fun one. And this one's for my buddy Anthony out there. And these are some things to talk to let me start over again. These are some things to say to a girl you like while you're talking to her. And I thought this would be a good thing for a lot of guys. I mean, you know, a lot of people say that I don't have a lot of problem talking to people. You know what? I run out of things to say just like everybody else. So any of my female friends that are listening tonight, if I'm talking to you and I bring one of these subjects up, humor me, okay? So, all right. Some things to say to a girl you like while you're talking to her. Well, the most important thing is ask her about herself, okay? Ask her about herself. What does she do? Where does she work? Is she studying? Is she in school? Does she play guitar or piano? Is she a songwriter? You know, ask her about herself. Women, you love to talk about yourself, and we love to hear about you because, you know what, we're boring in most cases. We want to hear about you. And if she's smiling and lighting up when she's talking about herself, guys, then you're doing good. Keep it going. The second thing is make a connection. Where do you have a commonality with her? Find a way, find a place, whether it's somewhere you've been, somewhere you've lived, to, you know, at the same time or in the same place, people you know, common interests, whether it's music or the theater or, you know, snowboarding, whatever the case may be, make a connection and you can build off of that connection. So it's important when you're doing that to do one really good thing. Back to number one, when you're asking her about herself, listen to what she's saying. Yeah, don't be staring at her eyes or her boobs or her toes or her knees or whatever you're looking at or people behind her, whatever. Focus on her. And those of us with ADD have a real hard time with this. But focus on her. Listen to what she's saying. Find that connection. And you are going to talk to her for a while. Do tell her about yourself. You know, make that connection first and then revert it back a little bit to her. However, don't spend the entire evening talking about you because you will never learn anything about her and you won't get another chance to learn about her. If she asks you a question, answer it and go back to talking about her and how this affects her and how, you know, she is involved in this particular thing that she asked you about. You'll have plenty of time to talk about yourself. You'll have plenty of time for her to find out all about you. But initially, you want to be finding out about her. Appreciate her company. Flatter her. You know, I'm so glad I met you here. I was getting so bored just standing here with all of these other people that I don't know, and then you came along. There's another line, and it's a line. It is a line, but it's still good. As you walk into a room and you see somebody, and you walk across to her, and you say, I was just thinking to myself that if I don't come over here and meet this woman, I might miss magic in my life, and see what she does. Okay, it's all about the magic. People love magic. That's why Disney's so popular. Talk about the place that you're in. Where are you? Are you in a music venue? Are you in at a party at your somebody's house? Talk about the location where you are. So, you know, did you have trouble getting here? How do you know the people who live here? Whatever the case might be, find out about the place that you're in. You know, or maybe you know a fun fact. Maybe you're at a music venue here in Nashville. You're at a park somewhere where you live, and you know a fun fact about it. Okay, talk about that. You know, don't be brainy. Don't be, you know, crazy about it. But just say, you know what, you know who used to be here or something like that, and just talk about the place. Obviously, you want to compliment her. Compliment her. Now, let's be sure of one thing. Don't do it so much that it's a commodity, that she's expecting it, that it feels forced, it feels like, you know, you say these all the time to everybody. You don't want to do that. You want to be able to compliment her and make it worth something, have some value to it. And this is where the friend zone comes in. And we're going to talk about the friend zone. We won't go into why men and women can't be friends, blah, blah, blah. But the friend zone is a place that we as men spend far too much time in. This is where a lot of guys fail. We're making jokes, we're making compliments, we're, you know, making her laugh, and automatically says, you know, I like this guy, but he's going to be a friend. We make a lot of, you know, we fail in that area, basically. Continuing to make the girl laugh, having a nice time with them, and eventually she starts to behave like a friend. So here's some advice. And you know how I am at giving advice. I don't really like giving advice, but I'm going to share this with you. If you want a girl to like you, get out of the friend zone. That's an obvious thing. As soon as she starts warming up to you, let her know that you don't consider her a friend. Let her know that you're interested in dating her. Yes, say it. Say it, because she won't know any other way. If you want to know what to say to let her know that you're interested in dating her, you need to understand the right way to compliment a girl. Compliment her, lace it with a not brazen, but a slight sexual remark. And I'm not talking about getting creepy on or anything like that, but you don't want to get into that friend zone. So even if you just say, you know what, I'm interested in dating you, not being being in the friend zone, that should be enough. Okay, as long as she understands what your intentions are, she can then make the decision on what direction she wants it to go in. And then remember, it is all about her choice. It is about her direction. So, you know, all we can do is throw it out there and hope that she is going to either yes or no. But you know what? If you allow her to make that decision, friend or dating, at least you're going to know and you can decide what direction you want to go in at that point. Be cheerful. Girls feel comfortable around guys that are cheerful, that have a good attitude, pleasant smile, show a little teeth. The bad boy that sits in the corner, you know, is there for a reason. He's sullen, he's sad, he's depressed. Nobody likes to be around that type of person, especially these days in this society we live in. Upbeat, positive people that, you know, are real important to be around. So it's important that we do that. One area where we have a problem, and I know I do and I have in the past, is don't overdo it. Don't overdo the jokes. Don't overdo the compliments, but blend it in with some serious discussion. Talk about business, talk about music, talk about whatever you have that might be a little more serious than just cracking jokes about stuff. You always want to kind of make her wonder what you have on your mind. And that's an interesting tip, because we get on a roll, we get on a compliment roll, we have her attention, and then boom, bang, we're in the friend zone. We need to bear with me one second. Okay, had to type. I'm not multitasking today. So don't overdo it. The next one, next to the last one. This sounds really corny because we're men, but stare into her eyes, okay? Smile while you're listening to her. Look at her eyes. Hey, my eyes are up here, okay? Kind of like you're in awe of her, if you will. And that's a very – women pick up on that. That's a very secret compliment. And it's really – I think they tune into that really well. The last one for this particular list is remind yourself how much you like her, okay? Think while you're talking to – while she's talking to you, think, I want you. And she will get that message through your body language, through the way you talk, your smile, that kind of thing. Tell yourself in your mind how much you like her, and she'll get it. She'll get the vibe. She'll know what's on your mind, and she'll wonder if you're really – truly interested in her, because you haven't even told her anything about your intentions at that point. Then you get into, I want to date you. I don't want the friend zone. Okay? Friend zone sucks, doesn't it, gentlemen? Now, talked about some ways to get, you know, going in a positive direction. We're going to talk about some bad habits, and then we'll end it here. It does. All right. So here are some bad habits that can hurt the relationship. These are all very common, very much common sense. If we have one lick of common sense, gentlemen, we can handle it. So let me give you some bad habits. Number one, probably pretty much takes it, all of them will fall under number one, and that is taking her for granted. Do not take her for granted. Do not take the relationship for granted. Work at it. You know, she's sweet. She's caring. You love her. But do you say thank you? Do you say I'm sorry? Do you do nice things for her? We go back to the whole wooing, the theme of what we've been talking about for the last 6 months, basically, is romance and wooing, and not just saying, oh, she's there. She's going to be there. She's always going to be there. I don't have to do anything anymore. Well, you know what? Come home one day, she's not there anymore because she found somebody that will do that kind of stuff. So don't take her for granted. And don't let her take you for granted. Don't take us for granted either. We're the same way. We don't want that. We don't dig that at all because you know what? We'll go find somebody who's not going to take us for granted too. It works kind of both ways. And we're trying, the whole purpose here is to try to not get divorced and not break up. And so we can help you not do that. That's a good thing. The second one is love her, please. We try really hard to please her. You know, when you get upset when she doesn't realize you've done something nice for her and you continue to do nice things for her, then, you know, you get back in that take it for granted zone. Those of you guys who are calling in, hang tight. We'll get to you in just a few minutes. We want to finish this list, so I would appreciate it, and we'll see what you have to say, okay? One of the bad habits that we have is testing our partner. We sometimes test them. We intentionally make the big demands. We throw, you know, temper tantrums because we're grown-ups just to see if they care enough to do that extra for you. Well, you know what? That's game playing. That's testing. That's not cool. When they figure it out, that's a strike against you, and then that breaks down the wall, breaks down the trust. So stay away from doing that. The fourth thing is blame games. You're a team. You know, you're supposed to be in this together, whether you're just starting out or you're in a relationship. You're in this together. So why are you blaming each other? This is not your sister growing up. You know, you're not brother and sister growing up and where, you know, she did it. No, he did it. You know, it's a mutual relationship. So treat it like that. And you know, don't blame her. And ladies, don't blame us. You know, share the blame if you have to, okay? Acknowledging your role in the mistake, whatever it might be, and give that emotional support. Oh, this is my least favorite one, and that is the silent treatment. Would you ignore her on purpose? Really? And ladies, I know you're phenomenal for doing that. You're awesome at doing that. Blaming us, I'm sorry, and giving us the silent treatment. Or, you know, withholding sex or anything like that, that, you know, you're punishing us. Well, why would you do that? Again, it goes back to treating each other the same way. So no silent treatment. Talk, talk, talk. Unbalanced expectations are another big mistake. You have high expectations for the partner. Expect them to have lower expectations from you because you're busy providing for the family or busy doing something else. Your expectations should be balanced, should be the same. The roles that the boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband and wife, or, you know, partner, whatever you want to call it, can be different. Don't get me wrong. But that doesn't give the right for one of those people to be more demanding than the other. Monosyllables. Okay? Yes, no, maybe. Yes, no, maybe. Huh, don't know. Anything that is one word or one syllable as an answer, That's just a screwed up. I'm trying to remember what my least favorite word in that area was. I think it's C or what or something like that. You know what? You get defensive immediately when you hear that. I mean, even with me saying it, I'm about to get defensive on myself. So you want to be able to, if they ask you a question, don't answer it with one word or one syllable. Answer it with a sentence. We all went to school. We all have, you know, vocabularies. Use them. And things might be a little bit better. The next one is don't be a brat. Okay? Do you have to have things your way? Do you throw a tantrum if you don't? It's just ridiculous that you have to act like a spoiled little brat. And I'm sorry, ladies. I'm throwing this one at you more than at us. You know, if you don't get to pick the right – or he doesn't pick the right movie, or you don't go to a restaurant that you liked, or you don't – you know, you don't get things your way, you know. Do you throw a tantrum? Do you – it's like, really? Are you 12? Are you 8? So don't do that because nobody likes that, especially if you do it in public, and which that brings us to our next one, and that's making a scene in public. Don't yell at your partner. Don't humiliate them. Don't degrade them. Don't – I mean, we talked about that when we talked about the psychological abuse, and that is degrading your significant other in front of other people in public or at a party or somewhere like that. You just don't do that. That is abuse, and it's important that you know, you build each other up in front of other people and don't make a scene, and that includes when you're drinking. Lying. Why do you lie? Okay, we lie – and to me, this one's kind of a gray area. You don't tell a blatant lie to cover up your tracks. No, we all know that. You're going to get busted on that one. My question would be, rhetorically speaking, of course, would you say a small lie to protect their feelings, to protect their physical being? Do you maybe not come clean on something because you know it's going to hurt them? Not anything like you cheated or something like that, but just something you heard from somebody else or whatever. So, I mean, withholding information is not necessarily lying. So I have a moral issue or a moral, fight with that one. But don't lie outright. Don't, you know, because you're afraid of their temper or because you don't want to look weak. But the end result's going to be that you're going to get busted. And you're going to get caught. I don't care who's doing the lying. And that loses trust. And trust is like the number one thing you need to have in your relationship. Avoiding discussions. I don't want to talk about it. Well, you know, we need to save money. I don't want to talk about it. Well, you didn't empty the dishwasher. I don't want to talk about it. Or what about this guy you met? I don't want to talk about it. You know, by dismissing it and moving and ignoring it, basically, it's just making things worse because you don't trust each other at that point. So what if you get irritated easily? We all have bad days. We all have our defensive days. We all just don't deal well with the stresses of life. So we get irritated at the first person that we shouldn't get irritated at, and that's the person who loves us and supports us, and that's our significant other. But we get irritated easily because who else are we going to get irritated with? I mean, I get irritated with a buddy. He might punch me out. I don't know, but you know, you're going to get irritated with the person that you see first when you get out of work or whatever the stress is, and that's usually the person that you're dating. So try not. I find it very easily done to just, if I find myself getting irritated, take a deep breath, count to 10, and then move forward before you do anything stupid. Do you spend every waking moment outside of work with each other? Is that something you want to do or something you're uncomfortable with doing? Decide that together. But every moment you spend together is good and make it good. You know, I know couples who spend 24/7 together. They work together. They live together, obviously. They sleep together 24/7. They are inseparable. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. To me, it depends on the smell. But you know, they are best friends with each other, and that is important to have. However, I personally like to have a little quiet time, whether, you know, I don't want to have to be in the bathroom to get quiet time, you know, as most men with families especially have to do. But if you can have an hour a day of alone time away from each other, and so you can each recharge and spend some time by yourself or whatever you set that up. But discuss that and maybe have that, but use what time you have together as your time, okay? Another bad habit that hurts relationships is that you don't compliment each other enough. How much is enough? How much before you start, you know, expecting compliments and they don't mean as much because you hear them all the time? Well, you'll find that out, because once you compliment her too much, you start getting the eye roll and you start getting the, oh, thanks, or, you know, that kind of thing. You just want to make sure that you put value on your compliments, okay? I can't stress that enough. Value is good. So compliment her as much as you can, and you will be good. All right, make time for friends. Don't make too much time for friends, okay? There is a lot of people, especially guys sometimes, and women do too, who put their friends over their relationships. Their friends don't like their relationship, so they try to take them away from the relationship. We talked about that before. Learn about the friends, okay? But the important thing is that you make time for friends, but not too much time. What's going to happen is that if you are bugging your partner, if you're nagging him or her, if you are not engaged in the relationship, then they're going to go out with their friends more and more. And you're going to realize that, because you're going to be alone more and more. And that's a red flag, guys, a red flag. If she's spending more time with her friends than she is with you, ladies, same way. If he's spending more time with his friends than he is with you, there's a problem, okay? We'll flash back to the movie. He's just not into you anymore, okay? Not just that into you anymore. And the last one for the night is going to be as a bad habit that hurts relationships. It's just you don't discuss the future. You don't give her a reason to be with you, because everybody wants to grow old with somebody. And if she's not the one you're going to grow old with, or you need more time, you need to let her know that. I mean, I was in this situation not too long ago where, I was talking to somebody and I'm like, well, I can usually tell if I want to be in a relationship after the first date. Well, how can you know that? A relationship, an exclusive relationship after one date, I need to have a little more time than that. I need to have, you know, I need to know more about the person, direction, future plans, that kind of thing. You can't do all that unless you have one really incredible first date or you're in Las Vegas. But again, if you don't give her a reason, and especially if she wants to talk about the future and you ignore it, that's going to come back to haunt you big time. So figure out the common goals, make it happen. Because if you have contrasting opinions on your future, that's fine. At least talk about it. So, wow, time flown by here tonight. We are going to wrap up tonight. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. I hope that some of these tips were helpful. And those of you who were holding that got off the line, sorry about that. But we'll be taking calls in the next couple of weeks during one of our shows. But we will be back next Thursday. Do check out our website, itsnotmeradio.com. Join me on Facebook and Twitter. There are links there to do that. And I wish you the best of luck this week with using some of these tips, and especially talking to women. You know who you are. Again, we're going to leave tonight's show with Six Wire, band out of Nashville, with a song called Gotta Get Some, and I hope you do. Take care. Peace out.
The sun is telling me there's so much I haven't seen. I got a restless inclination, yeah. Pack a bag and disappear. I ain't looking in the rearview mirror till I find a new location. Time is wasting. Gotta get away down the highway. Gotta get gone. I'm out of here. Goodbye so long. I got a great big world to discover. Gotta get away. North, south, west, or east. I
don't care which way I'm going.
I don't care which way I'm going.
I don't need a map to show me where. I'll know when I get there. I gotta get these wheels in motion. Rolling, rolling. Gotta get away down the highway. Gotta get gone. I'm out of here. Goodbye so long. I got a great big world to discover. Yeah. Gotta get away. Got a suitcase. Gotta get a life. Turn the key. Put it inside. Chase a white line. Got a lot of blue sky miles to cover. Gotta go. Gotta play. Gotta get away. Discover.